Blog Talk Radio. Mina S.
And I'm Bindi Rose.
And we are Chatty Chicks Radio. And allow us to introduce ourselves.
Yes.
This is our first episode.
Yay!
Well, I just wanted to say the reason why we have Chatty Chicks Radio in the first place is because we want to give young ladies and just women, period, all over, a platform to be able to talk about, you know, real situations, real issues,
everyday
concerns that we face. Some of us do not have mother figures or anyone to talk to. So Chatty Chicks Radio is basically giving you that platform to, you know, express yourself. That's why we have our call-in line.
Yes.
It will be
347-637-3984, where you can call in and chime in, give your opinion, join the discussion, you know, get your voice out there.
Yes, and we also have an email address, chattychicksradio@gmail.com.
Yep.
And you can always hit us up on twitter.com/chattychicksradio.
Right.
Tonight, our discussion is going to be about women and depression.
Right, but before we get to that, we want to talk a little bit more about what the show will actually be about, the structure, the format it's going to take, because we really want you to understand what this show is about and what it's not about.
Right.
And then we'll probably go into introducing ourselves as well.
That's correct.
Some points we want to make about the show. Number one, as we said, it'll focus on everyday women's issues and the immediate things that affect our lives. So we won't necessarily be talking about hot button political issues.
Right.
We probably will get to that, but we really want to stay with things that are relevant to everyday women's issues. So we won't necessarily, just because it's in the media or in the news, doesn't mean that we'll necessarily be talking about it. I hope that makes sense to everybody.
Yeah, no,
you know what I mean?
I think it makes sense to everybody. Also, we, you know, want to let everybody know that, you know, yes, this is a platform for women to, you know, talk about different issues and things of that nature, but we also want to stress that this is not a platform where we're bashing other women. This is a platform where we're trying to actually uplift other women, help other women out in situations that they're facing that, you know, they can't really, you know, talk to anybody about or get answers from anybody, where, you know, I want my callers, our callers, to call in, you know, with maybe how they overcame certain issues that they face, or, you know, or just, you know, just tell their story. We also said,
this is not a shaming thing. I think we really want everybody to understand that this is not a discussion where we have it, oh, well, you know, look how she's behaving, or look how she dressed. Like, we're
correct.
Really trying to avoid,
avoid
stuff like
the
that.
Hateration.
Stuff like slut-shaming and things like that.
Yes,
we're really trying to avoid haterization,
as Trina Blackster likes to say, haterization. Yeah. We're trying to avoid that.
And we also want you to know that we're not psychologists.
No, we're
not
professionals.
Yeah, right. We hope to eventually have those type of
qualifications.
People on joining us in our discussion and giving their professional opinion, but we are not, we don't have
a degree.
Yeah, as our grandmother would say, we don't have MD.
MD hanging on our doors.
Right, absolutely. We're just careful observers of the shit that goes on around us and as women and what happens to us. And we just see those things. We see those things in our peers' lives. We see those things in our own lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just here to, like, share that and dissect that and talk about that as observers, not PhDs or anything like that.
Exactly. Yes, it's talk radio, but we also plan to have fun as well with this show.
Right. It's also not a gossip program.
Mm-hmm.
As we said, we're not here to criticize the way women dress or police their sexual behavior, and we're going to really do our best to avoid passing judgment, although we will be looking critically at things said and done that relate to women.
Mm-hmm.
Calling out. We like to call things. We like to call people out on, you know, the things they say, but as far as... as you said,
haterization.
Right. We're going to really try to avoid that.
Yes.
So let's share a little bit more information about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Mina, if you want to go first.
If I want to go first?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, again, my name is Mina S., and I am a mother, a wife, a mother of one child, beautiful little girl, 11-year-old. She's the love of my life. I'm a wife and as well soon to be entrepreneur. I'm working on that.
Yay!
I don't want to say that. I am an entrepreneur.
Right.
Not assumed to be. I am
right.
an entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
I'm a baker. I own my own company called Cupcakes on Heels. Sorry, shameless plug.
Yeah, we'll be doing a lot of that too. Shameless plug, definitely.
A shameless plug. And I've been, you know, doing Cupcakes on Heels, I would say, since about 2011, off and on, but prayerfully, 2014, it will be ongoing from here on, you know, and I just, you know, like Vindi Rose and I said, that we just wanted to do this show for the ladies out there who are going through things, and we just want to have that platform, and that's always been a thing of mine to do, to have something where we are able to talk and just let everything out, you know. I mean, I have a lot of peers and a lot of family women who go through a lot of things, and I've seen a lot of things, and I've gone through a lot of things, and I just felt like we needed something like this, really needed a show like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited
because
it's coming to fruition.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Woo!
So Vindi Rose, my love, you want to take over?
Sure, I am. Well, I'm Vindi Rose, or just Vin, really, and I'm 27 years old. I'm bisexual, although I prefer the term queer. I only say that just so that you can understand my perspective here and, like, some of the my feelings about things as they concern women. I'm married to a woman, and we've been married for a little over 2 years, and we're child-free.
Aw, boo.
At the moment, child-free and,
boo.
You know, loving it right now. That may change in the future, but who knows, we'll see. I'm also a staunch liberal, and I do identify as a feminist, and so... a lot of my opinions will be shaped by that. I tend to look at things from a political perspective a lot of the time. We were raised loosely as Christians.
Oh, God.
Loosely. I consider myself a spiritual person, but I'm definitely not religious at all. I do know the Bible, but I'm not Christian. I do criticize the church often. As an institution.
Okay. Well, see, that is her view.
No, but let me,
mine. Okay.
Finish. I do criticize the church as an institution a lot, as well as the Bible and evangelical ideals and everything like that. So I want that to be understood, because I think that there's an assumption that not just black people, African Americans, but minority period, they were all in the church. And then we all believe a certain way, you know, and that's not true. We just, you know, we don't. We definitely are, there's diversity in terms of our, you know, the way we choose to express ourselves spiritually. So I want that to be understood. I don't want people, you know, I don't want you calling me and telling me I'm going to hell because, I don't share the same views. You know, I just want you to understand how my opinions are going to be shaped here so that you're not surprised later on. And that's pretty much the gist
of us, right?
Yeah. I mean, you'll figure it out as we go.
Yes.
We differ on a lot of things. We do agree on a lot of things.
Yes, we do.
But our perspectives are different.
Mm-hmm.
And so you will not, when you come here and listen to us, you will not get a lot of, yes, I agree with everything, yes. You won't hear a lot of that all the time, especially when it comes to the feminine role. So, you know, and that's what we want. We want diversity of opinion.
Yes,
and,
we do.
And things like that.
That's why I'm Mina and you're Vindi.
Because we are not Mina and Mina.
Exactly. Or Vindi and Vindi.
Right.
We're two totally different women with different opinions. However, we do agree to disagree.
Yeah.
You know, and you might hear some debating
from
us, but at the end of the day, we love each other. And,
You
know, and it's, you know, it's just that's how we feel. You know, it is what it is with us.
Yeah, I mean, I really love that we're doing this. And it's also a part of my academic background a little bit because as an undergrad, I was a women's studies minor. And that's because, you know, being a women's studies major is like, you're not going to get a job. You know, at the time, I would love to have done that as a study, but really, it's kind of like African-American studies where it's just, it hasn't reached the point where it's even widely respected as a legitimate study.
Mm-hmm.
So this, and that's one of the reasons why this show is really important for me, just because we need it.
Yes, we do. We got a lot of shit. We're gonna air it out on this show.
Yeah, and on this episode, Mina will be doing most of the dissecting on our topic, which is women in depression.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following episode, I'll give you my two cents. But yeah, I'm so excited.
I'm excited. This is our very first show. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
We're here. We talked about it for how long?
Yeah, we talked about it for a very long time, and it's finally let's just do it.
If
we have like four listeners, that's okay.
It's okay because I believe we'll have more than four.
Yeah, I think you know we'll be able to open up a lot of important discussions here and get some people's opinions here. And one thing I do want to add before Mina talks about women and depression is that once you share your opinion, you call in and things like that, one thing we would really like for you to do, no matter what your opinion is, no matter whether we agree with you or not, is to ground it in something real. Don't just call and say, well, that's just my opinion.
Right.
That's just how I feel. No, we want you to really think about why you feel the way you feel.
Right.
It's not enough to just say, I feel this way. Well, why?
Exactly.
And that's what we're trying to get to the heart, too. The heart of it is like, why? Why do we feel this way?
Why do we feel this way? We're looking for solutions, pretty much.
Not to just sit around and throwing our opinions without grounding them in some sort of, at least, semblance of truth.
Yes. So now, on to our first topic of discussion, which is women in depression. And I know I can just speak for myself and for my co-host, Vindi, that that has definitely affected me in my life, and I know in Vindi as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the funny thing with depression and with us as women, we don't realize that we're depressed until we have that breakdown moment. So I just wanted to just share some information that I got off the internet from WebMD, which I love that site.
Yeah, I like that too.
And it was saying how about 15 million people experience depression each year, and the majority of those people are women.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, you know, nearly two-thirds of us, you know, will not get the help that we need, which I do agree with. Ding, ding, I'm one. And that we as women are twice as likely to develop clinical depression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That fucking sucks.
So, you know, I wanted to just kind of give you the definition of what is depression, because I think we don't really know what is depression. So I just want to give you the definition of depression from WebMD. And it says, depression is a serious and pervasive mood disorder. It causes feelings of sadness, hopelessness, helplessness, and worthlessness. Depression can be mild to moderate with symptoms of apathy, little appetite, difficulty sleeping, low self-esteem, and low-grade fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wish we have some callers calling in. Please, if you're out there,
yeah,
please,
do call in.
Please call in
your perspective
on depression and on insight on that. I can just tell you right now, everything that I read about depression, I have suffered it from it. And I have, you know, the symptoms of depression to all different types of depression. I don't even think, when I started researching this topic, I didn't even realize there were so many different types of depression, even I guess what they call manic depression,
mm-hmm.
which they call it mania or something like that, depression. And that's bipolar. That's even schizophrenia. That's depression.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. That
yeah.
was very interesting to know. And it's just, you know, like I was telling Vindy the other day, they with depression in women, it seems like society likes to sweep it under the rug, like, oh, you're depressed,
they try to normalize
it. It's okay, you'll be all right. Sweep it under the rug. And to be honest with you, depression is an illness.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real serious illness. You know, you can be hospitalized for it, and or, God forbid, you know, I mean, women commit suicide over depression. So this is a real serious thing. You know, Vindy Rose, do you have, you know, any, you know, thing that you might want to express on depression? Do you have any?
I have a form of anxiety which leads to depression, depressive episodes. And I think my frustration with it, my main frustration with it is that how people try to normalize it and make it seem like it's normal to be depressed,
mm-hmm.
especially for women. Like, I don't know why there's this belief that we're women, so we're going to be depressed. Like, I don't personally believe that there's anything natural about depression, whether you're a man or a woman, and because it's normalized, it's kind of like you said, when women go through depression, like, oh, you know, you're just emotional,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're just being a woman, and this gets really serious.
Yeah.
It's not normal. Especially when you're going through it, you know that this is something that this is not normal. This is not me. This is not who I am in my natural state of being. We don't have to, we have to accept that we have depression and we are depressed, but it doesn't mean that that is who we are. Like, we are not our depression. If that makes sense at all, like,
yeah.
we are not naturally, okay, we are not naturally depressed. I don't believe that we're born with an inclination to be naturally depressed.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing that you said, because what I read on it, WebMD, is that they said, experts say that, you know, in the beginning, adolescence, you know, girls and boys are equal as far as that depression gene, that we're equal as girls and boys. But then as puberty sets in, it increases for us, because we go through, you know, the body changing.
Mm-hmm.
We go through having our menstrual cycle, and they say that's kind of like a cause, and we got all these hormone levels raised. Now, this is according to what the experts say on WebMD. You know, now, you might not agree, Wendy.
I know,
because I see the face.
I just feel like, we're talking about, like, menstruation, like, I feel like it's just, like, everybody's like, oh, it's a curse. you know, the way we refer to, like, menstruation up here is, oh, it's a curse, and it's the cause of all our problems. It really doesn't have to be. It's a natural process that our body goes through, and, yeah, we go through a lot of discomfort and
mood changes,
bloating.
We do.
But it's not, for me, like, I don't feel like my period is the enemy and the cause of my depression. It might exacerbate my depression. But I don't know. I mean, if these are the things that we naturally go through and stuff, like, why shouldn't there be something that in us as human females that we can adapt to that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, as we evolve, can we not adapt to those things? We know that every month we get our period. We know that we go through this. Why does something like that trigger depression?
Well, see, what they're saying is that we start, as boys and girls, we start off same. But then as we get, like I said, get into the puberty, and it's not just because of our menstrual cycle, but as we grow up and become young women and everything like that, there's a lot of other stuff that are factors of depression. We have, you know, our environment, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know,
that's obvious.
They also said it even breaks it down to seasons. Depending on the season, you can be depressed. You know, it's
like
seasonal changes. Yes, seasonal changes.
Uh-huh.
You know, single parent household where it's just you and you're raising, you know, maybe one or two children. You know, also they said that it can be genetic as well. It could be a family history of depression.
What I really want to try to find out, what is this depression gene? What is this? Does it even exist? I mean, I know they're saying that it's...
They're saying that it does.
But what is it? I mean...
They're saying that it is a possibility for it to be genetic. That you can actually... It could be something that is in your family, depression.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I don't... I mean, I
do
can...
Do you believe that?
I can kind of maybe agree, maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit I could agree, and then maybe not. You know, I'm kind of like on the fence about it. You know what I mean?
Do you feel like we know, I'm not debating the fact that as women, our depression affects us in a vastly different way
mm-hmm.
than it affects men, I think. But I personally think that has a lot to do with just the way our world is. I think it's more external than it is biological.
Oh, and it looks like we have a caller, guys. Let's see who we have on the line.
Who is that? How do we answer this?
What's that? Hello, caller. You're live.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Carrie.
How are you?
I'm good.
Hello, Carrie. Our very first caller. Thanks for joining Chatty Chicks Radio. do you have something to add to the discussion of women in depression?
We were talking about, depression being a gene that's expressed whenever. But, I took psychology classes, got my degree in that and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that happens, it's all because of whatever a person is going through. It's like the gene needs to be, censored to, be expressed, It has to be
mm-hmm.
triggered.
So are you agreeing that it's genetic?
Yeah, everything's genetic. If it's in your bloodline, family line, it's going to be expressed. If it's, to be tall, you need to have two tall genes for it to be, for you to grow tall. So genetics is always a key factor for everything.
Yeah. I can agree with what WebMD was saying about it. It could be genetic. There are family histories of depression.
Okay, I'm gonna leave them a little bit more convincing. Definitely, I need to know, how that all works, and hopefully, Carrie will be able to expand on that.
Yeah,
I think that with the genetic thing, depends on if it's expressed, because everybody is is can be depressed. It's all about if that gene is being expressed at the time.
Right.
Okay.
It's
something you can inherit, but do you think that's the same as it being natural?
If you inherit it, yeah. I think it's natural. We all have it. It just depends on if it's expressed. We all can be, the whole day, everybody's born a certain way, and that when things are expressed, I could be, it's all about having that gene for it to be expressed, why some people have brown eyes and why some people have blue eyes.
This is interesting.
Yeah,
this is very, very, very interesting. I know we have about three minutes left,
but Carrie,
thank you so much for calling.
Carrie, and I hope you call in for part two in a couple of weeks too, because I would like to continue.
Yes,
with that discussion, because I.
But I do. Before we leave, I do want to just give you what they say in the factors that trigger depression.
Mm-hmm.
Again, what we said, family history of mood swings, history of mood disorders in early productive years. They say loss of a parent before the age of 10, loss of social support system or threat of such a loss, ongoing psychological and social stress such as loss of a job, relationship stress, separation
mm-hmm.
or divorce. Physical or sexual abuse as a child, use of certain medications. The pharmaceutical industry, I know. But these are supposedly some of the factors that trigger depression.
Right. And unfortunately, we're going to wrap it up now.
That time is so fast. First of all, I just want to applaud us because we
got
did our first
that.
Show.
We got through it.
We were a little nervous.
But thank you so much for listening in, and thank you, Carrie, for calling and sharing her opinion. I definitely want you to call back.
Yes.
Because, she's the psychology major, and we need her.
Yes. So I'm Mina S.
Yeah, I'm Vindy Rose. We'll be back on the 22nd.
The 22nd of February, because it's going to be a bi-weekly show.
Right, and we'll be doing part two of this discussion on the 22nd. You can find us on Twitter at Chatty Chicks Radio. You can also find me at Vindy Rose on Twitter. Mina's not there yet, but she'll eventually be.
Yes, but you can definitely, hit us up on Twitter.
ChattyChicksRadio@gmail.com.
You can email us. And also hit us on Google Plus. On Google Plus.
We have
Chatty Chicks
Google Plus profile.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. And so thank you so much. We can't wait to come back and talk more about this very important topic.
Yes.
And It's not. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Until then.